I'm telling you, there are people out there that believe this. I had an experience in Oklahoma City one time where I had asked the Lord, and I'm going to tell you some of these stories here probably tomorrow night, but I had asked the Lord to begin to do some things in Oklahoma City that He was doing with me out on the road, because I would go back and I would tell of these amazing answers to prayer and actions of God, and I didn't want my home church thinking I was a liar. I wanted them to see that the Lord was really doing some amazing things. And so a friend of mine got together with me one afternoon, a day after I got back, and we went to a restaurant. And we were just getting some coffee, and as we got out of the car, I noticed a group of junior high kids in the corner of this restaurant that suddenly jumped up and pushed themselves up against the window and started laughing at me. And I didn't even have this. Or this. I didn't think I looked all that strange. Wes didn't see that because he had his back to him. And I just thought, well, they're just, they're junior high kids. We're, none of us are sure what God had in mind with that idea. But anyway, sorry if you're a junior higher. But that's one of the plagues, I think. But anyway, are we taping? So we go into the restaurant, and Wes turns to go to the restroom, and I go to get something to drink, but I am interrupted on my way by this group of five or six kids that I have never seen who begin to openly mock me. Hurt my feelings. I mean, they were just calling me names and just being, it was the strangest thing. And they, of course, some of them were sitting there smoking and everything. And I didn't know what to say. And this is probably evidence that I was, I'm losing it in the area of youth ministry, because I thought, well, I've got to say something. And I stepped back and I looked at them and I said, well, those cigarettes are going to kill you.
Oh, gee.
That's really what they wanted to hear. And of course, they immediately went, oh, yeah, we're going to die, and just went on like junior high kids do. And so I went up to the counter and I got some coffee, and I just suddenly knew this was, something was not right here. And I describe it as being in the flow. And when the Holy Spirit gets you in the flow, you know that He's got something He's going to do, and it's not you, it's Him. Wes comes out, and we go and we sit down three or four booths away from these kids, and I position myself where I can see them. From the minute we walked in, one young man that I was immediately focusing on never sat down again. It was like someone had stuck a hot cattle prod under that boy. And they were in a corner booth, and we sat there, and he would sort of play to the audience of his friends and then look back to see if I was catching all this. And I interrupted Wes as we were talking. I said, Wes, you know how we've been talking about these things that the Lord has been doing? He said, yeah. I said, well, buckle up, because we're in the flow. He said, well, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know why, but God has us here for a reason. It has something to do with those kids. He wants me to talk to them. He goes, well, how do you know? I said, I knowed it in my holy knower. And so I said, let's just sit here, and we'll just let God do whatever God wants to do. And so more and more, this kid just was playing to me, and I was like, and I looked at Wes and I said, Wes, this kid is just all but throwing himself at me. So Wes tried to position himself in the booth so he could sort of catch what was going on out of his peripheral vision, because he didn't believe me. Finally, it took him about 10 seconds, and he turned around just wide as a sheet, and he said, great day. He really is. What do you think it's about? I said, I don't know, but we're going to have to find out. And we sat there for a few minutes, and I said, Wes, I got to talk to this kid. I said, the Lord wants me to talk to him. He said, what do you think He wants you to talk to him about? I said, that kid's reading the Satanic Bible. He said, how do you know that? I said, Wes, give me a break. How many times do I have to say this? And I finally got so frustrated, I thought, why am I, if I know the Lord wants me to do this, just go do it. And I started to scoot across that bench, and before I could even get to the edge, that kid had turned on a dime and had come to me. And he's standing there, and he walks up. I just gotta love kids. And he walks up, and he goes, hey, mister, you got the time? And I told him. Well, he had a black t-shirt on with a gold pyramid on it. And on the back of it said ministry. Troy may know what that is. I'm so out of it, I don't know if that was a group or not. So I just used it, and I said, that's an interesting shirt you have on there. I said, is a ministry? I said, is that some sort of Christian rock band? And he said, "Oh, no, no, oh, no." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you." I said, "Don't you believe in God?" He said, "Yeah, I believe in God. But God's a wimp. Satan has all the power." And I said, "You think?" I said, "Son, by the way, I got to tell you, at this point in time, Wes is about to have a coronary." And I said, "You think so?" I said, "Let me tell you something, son. I think you better go back and read the book of Revelation, because my Bible, will you forgive me for being a little off color here, because I was talking to a junior high kid. I said, my Bible says he's going to get his butt kicked." I thought he might understand that. And he said, "Well, how do you know that Bible that you're reading is true?" And I looked at him and I said, "How do you know that satanic Bible you've been reading is true?" At which time, his eyes went ching, and he just slowly backed up. And then Wes just died. About that time, one of his little buddies comes walking up and gets in the conversation. He says, "Well, if God's so tough, how come he can't walk on fire like the devil?" And I said, "Let me tell you something, puppy chow. God made fire. He knows it's hot, and he sure doesn't have to walk on it to impress the likes of you." And you know what he said? "Huh, never thought of that." Now, folks, this is funny, but I'm telling you, there is a generation of kids who are literally buying into the fact that the devil is to be worshipped and honored, that he is good and God is bad, and they are bowing down to him. And if you read this verse and you don't think it's true that people are willing to worship demons, you are dead wrong. I am living proof just from my own experience that there are people who want to worship the devil. Don't look for logic in it, but it's happening. Well, that was an aside that I never really intended to get into, but we'll just trust that the Lord wanted it to happen.